she was a very special inspiration, and I'm sure she would have loved to see us to sit together here in Chambeden to have a prayer. And not many people know, but Jane was a very spiritual person. And she told always the story that when she was a small kid, she had a small cupboard made out of matchboxes. In every drawer, she wrote a small paper and put a small prayer on every paper. And every time when there were difficult times during war, after that, she sat down together with her sister and they just opened one of the drawers, these small matchboxes, to read one of these prayers. Jane was also a person who really lived the life she talked about. And sometimes that caused really serious problems. Because Jane said, okay, when you make coffee, you shouldn't throw away the coffee filter. You can wash out the paper. So when you were staying somewhere in a house, you would always find coffee filters drying somewhere. And you know Jane is around. She preferred also to make her own coffee because she really was saying, I'm the best at making coffee. So that was very comfortable. When you were staying somewhere with Jane, you always knew there was coffee. But Jane was also very about food. So she didn't want to waste food. And she always complained about fancy or posh dinners, and then you have this small bread roll next to your plate. And what Jane always did, she put a bread roll in her pocket or somewhere so she could take it home to have breakfast the next day. But what Jane also did, she wanted to have this small bread roll toasted. And when she was in a hotel, she never went for a breakfast because she thought that was waste. So she made her own coffee that she was carrying always around, and she toasted her own bread roll. The only problem was she used the iron in a hotel room for that. So several times there was a fire alarm just because Jane was toasting her bread. And it was always funny that when Jane had been somewhere, I drove her around several times, also when she was visiting the Netherlands where I live. And every time when Jane left, you looked into the car and you found a few things. Bread rolls. And then she said, that's for your goats, I have goats. And you found napkins. And that was how Jane prepared all her thousands of lectures. She was sitting somewhere, grabbed a napkin, wrote a few words on it, and then she spoke with an inspiration nobody else can bring into a group. And just with these few words on the napkin.